hours from, it's about plus six hours.
How close can you get?
Well, it's not that many. It's only about five, I guess.
Yeah, Zeta, Tauri, Orion, I mean.
Zeta, is that the easternmost?
Yeah, that's right by the sword. The one towards the sword.
Okay.
Zeta, that's, minus 2 degrees.
That's at about maybe 1 hour. Maybe 1 hour right ascension. We just don't know our southern skies, but this is the way you learn them, you know. But you see, the American satellites all go through the southern skies.
Beta
Fornax.
Sculptor Fornax. Cetus. Sculptor Phoenix. Eridnus. Orlogium. Orlogium. PC's Austrian. Yeah. Well, let's see. Drake from the south.
I expect I should have a flashlight too. No, I don't, we don't need to get, oh, we have got another one. Good idea.
Carina, Carina, Zara, Crux. Here's a Crux.
Crux.
Now that took imagination, telescoping. Phoenix, Eridnus, Orlogium. 4, 5, 3, 2, 1, 2.
Well, maybe that isn't Carvus, but it sure looks like it.
Indus, the Indian.
Seems to me it should be about 1 hour.
Well,
there's nothing there at 1 hour.
Where do they start 1 hour at?
Well, you see, right overhead now, I think, is about, let's see, at 8:30, it was 23 and a half hours at 8:30.
Oh.
So 9:30 now, it would be about 24. And 24, and then moving over from here, Carvus, you see, is just off over overhead, if that is Carvus.
No, that up there is, that's Cetus, Beta Cetus.
Oh, well, is this Cetus right over in here then?
So.
Oh.
Oh. I think so.
Not Carvus. It looks an awful lot like Carvus.
It's right above, what's his name?
Well, it must be around because it isn't on here.
Cetus.
There's Cetus.
There's Cetus. That is Beta, and it's right above Fomalhaut, and it comes down and you run into, Alpha Phoenix.
Where's Fomalhaut?
Here. Here's Alpha Phoenix, Beta Cetus, and Fomalhaut. They form a triangle, you see?
Fomalhaut.
There's a triangle.
Yes, yes, it is. Uh-huh. You're right. So now what we need is right over here, though, this was, you see.
What's a little farther, a little on Orion.
A little south of Orion. Now, where was Orion? At 4 hours? We'll begin to learn these, maybe, too.
Should be a great undertaking if we ever learn them.
I mean, they're right ascension, you know.
Yeah, well.
I haven't got a bead in anything.
You sure are.
Now, let's see. I believe Orion's on the map. First one that you got on your map there. This is Orion.
Orion, okay. Now, it's a little south of Orion's what it is. See, it's going right down. Now, from where in Orion? It's, what's that star right up there?
I mean, what?
Not Betelgeuse, but the one above it.
Oh, good grief. But, I mean, I never even. All I know is.
Right, well, we've got to learn them.
Gamma.
Betelgeuse.
Gamma. It's Gamma.
Where is it? Right there, Gamma. All right, now it's directly south of that, see? Isn't it?
Mm hmm. It's, well. I think
it's in Lipus. That's Lipus in there.
Yes, it's very possible. Let's see, it's a little closer to Orion than it is to... Where's from Alpha Phoenix? It's in here somewhere. Somewhere in there.
It's right in this area, yeah. I don't see any Phoenix at all.
Phoenix, way down here.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's over this way, you see, farther. That's east-west of us, huh?
And what star did you say it was?
I didn't. You know, it said it was down in Lipu someplace.
Oh. Well, let's see if we can make a shape out of it.
It's two stars in a line.
It's a lousy night for doing anything.
See, there are two stars in a line. Do you see that? And the lower one is just about due south of Gamma, a little above it.
Let's see, what's this?
But it looks to me like...
It seems like a poised snake is what it looks like to me, so that's what I'll remember it as. So it looks like to me, it's sort of like that.
See, this is the way it's lying, isn't it? Like this. It's not south. This is the way Orion's lying. But it must be south, that south direction. God, it's getting cold, isn't it? That is south of there.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that...
Maybe it's more southeast. It is, isn't it? It's really more southeast.
Southwest.
South and east.
That's east and east. Well, it'll rise a little ahead of Orion farther south.
Yeah.
Here's Orion.
There's two stars right there. Do you think that could be it?
Well, I was looking at Beta Cavum.
Let's see how many degrees it is down there. Now there's 20. Where is it? 20. 30 degrees south, let's say. Of that. Now, this is 10, isn't it? 10, 20, 30. Now down along in here. And it might be these two. No, it's up and down this way, because one is above and one is below. Maybe it's these two.
Well, let's see.
See, it runs this way. One is east of the other.
I see two stars together and they're knocking over. Well, let's see. I have to look at it this way. I see two stars together and knocking over. It couldn't be so close to ride, y'all. Could it? Not that close. It seems to be... halfway in between Beta Cetus, about one third of the way from Orion Beta Cetus.
Yeah, about one third, or fourth maybe even.
Well, let's see, where's Rigel and where's Cetus? 4x, Cetus, where's Beta?
Here. Cold? Well, we'd better fold up and go in, folks.
One third.
I think we've... Let's go in.
It's... Uh-huh.
Where's Beta Cetus on here? I don't see that.
It seems to go up. It's right around in here somewhere. Has to be.
Uh-huh. Well, let's quit. Now, the thing of it is that it's going to help us a lot if we can get... If this should happen to go by bright stars, but it's not... We can't pull it. Yeah.
Well,
stop.
We can't. Always go by that.
No, it isn't. But this is to give us an idea of what our problem is, don't you see? Maybe let's go inside and talk about it a few minutes before we go downstairs, just to discuss what we've done. Where's the other stopwatch? Let's get it in a box. Then it isn't so likely to have anything happen to it, and I'll get the top on it. Be very careful of these. And where's the clock? Don't carry too much. Yeah, I think the clippers still work.
Well, I need one.
Of course, we're in the wind. My hands are cold. Watch that watch. No, I don't know how you do it. You'll need to get gloves, Arthur.
I know. I got a pair, but I didn't think we were going to work on it.
Well, we do need it. You know, we're rusty. And,
I'm
going
to sit down on these days during my southern time.
That's what we have.
By memory. The hardware. That's
what we need to do. Here, Ronald, take this into Eugene. Through the window. Now, Last night I went out and I just caught it for an instant in the southwest sky. Apparently there was a haze. It's right up here. Can you do see where it is? Under Orion. Now it's out. Did you catch it?
Get those stars and get it. Going down now.
Still visible?
Mm-hmm. Run down in here. Get down on my shoulder and I'll find it for you.
Going down.
I get it. I got it.
Now it's coming out. Got it?
Yes.
Fading. Okay. Yeah, binoculars are good for following it. I've brought mine up several times, but I'm so darn busy always that I don't. It's just something more for me to keep track of. And I don't know, but it's what it is right under there.
Do you?
Uh-huh. Do you see it?
No.
Well, follow, get down to my shoulder height and you can sight along my arm.
See it now?
Well, how many degrees is it up?
It's about 25.
20.
20? 20 is right.
Oh, you see
it? Right. Do you see it?
No.
Well, follow along my eye. Arm. Get your eye down on my shoulder length.
Hit, now see?
And
see it bright?
Now.
Really
plain. Well, in the scope it was a steady light. It wasn't trembling.
Well, this is because you can see.
It wouldn't dim out.
Do you see it?
No, I see it.
Well, get your eye down on my shoulder. There, it's bright.
Get over here, Ronnie. I mean, then if you can see it.
There's something about seeing it, right, George? You just want to see it, don't you? No matter how many times you see it. Well, this one will, I don't know how far down it'll go. And this is will be down in December.
Oh, there it is.
I wonder if Alfred wants to come out and see it. Somebody ask him if he wants to come see it. I think he could see it.
The scope is practically a steady light.
Alfred, you want to see it? Get down on my shoulder and sight along my finger. It's out now, but it'll come in just a minute. Look from my, get to your eyes on my shoulder level. Sight along my arm.
See, there it is.
See it, Alfred?
Right next to that lower bright star.
Alfred? Do you see a star right along my arm? All right, now watch.
There
see it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it?
It's going
now,
to pass
Teddy,
right by the
it's
star
going to go
now.
Right over that star. I just thought you so often don't get to see it, that maybe you'd like to come out and see it. See
there
it?
Is again.
It's going this side. It dropped, definitely, it changed its angle.
Right in a blank of nothing. Now watch.
There it is. Just for a second. Or not a second even, just an instant. It's dropping down into the haze, you see, and it's getting farther away from us. There.
When did it appear? In the middle of the sky?
Yeah, we saw it in the middle of the sky. We didn't catch it over there in the north. I don't know why we didn't. Maybe it was still under the Earth's shadow.
Still going.
I think I'm...
You know, someday you people will be telling your grandchildren that you sat up here on the roof of this building and watched this thing. Now, you will. It'll be a thing that will grow as it grows. You know, the early days will have more importance to it. You're making history.
Really?
There's no doubt about it.
Still there. Mm-hmm.
Do you see that star right down above the wall, Alfred?
Oh, yeah, there
that's Canopus, and you rarely can see that. This is an unusual thing that we can see it these mornings. It's a very southern sky. Star.
Can you see it from down there?
No, it's Canopus that I was talking about.
Hey, can you see it from down?
Yeah, uh-huh. You can see Canopus.
Is it possible to see any stars lower than that?
No, that's the...
You mean any minute stars lower than Canopus?
No.
Where is it?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it for a minute or two. Are you getting it in your scope? I think it is.
Phil, how does this thing will pick up the sound? get your report.
Report?
Yeah.
Say something.
No further, friend.
Huh?
No further, is it?
Nothing. Here's what happened.
Hey, Eugene, go get your report. Come on, go on.
Go get your report. Say something, sir. What do you think of the Air Force?
What do you think of the Air Force?
They should beat the Navy to everything.
Okay, let's hear that.